describe the moment?
It's pretty awesome. You know, I'm a little bit relieved. You know, it's definitely a stressful week, and as much as you don't think it is, you know, you get here, and it's a good moment, and you know, I love it, and it's having a great time.
Did you feel in the Jets might call your name?
Yeah, you know, I met with him three times throughout the year, so it was not surprising, but you know, just all everybody talking to you, you know, it can definitely be interesting.
Were you surprised how high you went?
No, I don't think so. You know, the range was there, and you know, I thought that I was in the range that I got picked in, and you know, it was just a tribute to my year. So.
Any indication? I mean, anything specific that the Jets were going to pick you?
Yeah, no teams really tell you too much about where they want to take you or anything. So, you know, I met with them a few times, and I guess that was a good indication, but nothing too specific.
Growing up in Columbus, talk a little bit about what you liked about hockey and who you liked in hockey.
Yeah, well, you know, the Blue Jackets were there, and I had season tickets right at the beginning in 2000, and, you know, I loved watching Nash, and, you know, I don't think they really got me into hockey. It was more of my neighbors, but, you know, I started watching them, and they kind of just fueled the fire, so it was definitely a great city to grow up in.
You had a pretty fantastic line this year. You played with Tkachuk and Matthews. Talk a little bit about what it's like to play high-end players like that.
Yeah, it's obviously makes the game a little bit easier. You know, they can move at high speeds and, you know, make plays at high speeds, so it's definitely makes the game a little bit easier, and, you know, just them two are great players and also great kids, so it was special.
Tkachuk's dad obviously has a pretty big name in Winnipeg.
Yeah, he definitely does, and it's definitely cool to be a part of Winnipeg, and, you know, I'm probably going to talk to Keith tonight. So.
Why did you choose the college route?
You know, I think it's just just get bigger and stronger. You know, I need to gain 15 to 20 pounds to play at the next level. So I think that route will help me do that.
How would you describe your game for those who haven't seen you play that much?
Just go forward. You know, gets up and down the rink pretty fast, makes plays with good players, and, you know, can play energy role as well.
So the weight, like today, I think you knew probably 20 to 40 range. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
About where you were thinking, but what was it like just sitting around and waiting for this to happen?
It was interesting. It was fun. You know, I watched the first few picks, and you know, it was all over the board. So it was fun to watch, and you know, I was nervous, and you know, it's kind of like I said, it was a relief to get it over, and you know, it's very excited now.
When did you know you'd gone? Did you get a call before they hit it up, or
no?
They announced it?
Yeah, no call. You know, it was just. I talked to them a little bit, so I kind of was thinking those 25, 26, 27 area. So, you know, I think that I was kind of expecting it there. And
first Columbus born kid to go first round. What are your thoughts on that? What does that mean for you?
Yeah, it means a ton to me. You know, being a trailblazer is something that I want to bring back to the city, and, you know, kind of show kids in Columbus maybe that you don't need a big hockey market to succeed. It's just about your work and what you put into it, and, you know, obviously everybody around you helps you out a lot, and I got a lot of help there, and they can realize that there is a lot of help there, and that it's good.
I'm sure you're thrilled to go to Winnipeg. Is this any disappointment you didn't go to the home team?
You know, no. I mean, it was it would have been cool and, you know, a good story, but it's the National Hockey League, and it's still special. You know, I heard it's you know, the fans are crazy. The whiteout in the playoffs is always fun to watch. You know, it's they get rowdy, and you know, I heard it's a great city. It's a beautiful city. So I'm excited to see Winnipeg for the first time.
What do you think about Winnipeg's commitment to collegiate guys this year, even Kyle Connor?
Yeah, you know, two good players. I think they got two good players, and you know, it's definitely something that they bought into as an organization, and I'm happy about it.
You like the products of Ohio, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Youngstown.
Yeah.
What was the first time you put your skates on?
The first time I put my skates on, I was probably rollerblades, and I was probably playing goalie. So you know, just getting called to that. You know, I was the younger kid in the group of kids who taught me how to play. So they threw me in net, and you know, I kind of learned the game, and you got to see it from more points of view, and it was fun. What made me love it? I think that was once again, it was just the fuel to the fire. The Blue Jackets kind of came into town, and you know, it was something that I bought into, and you know, I got on the ice and I started loving it, and you know, I came natural, so it was great.
Andre Nottel told me earlier this week he just kept improving and improving. Was it some internal belief, or how did he sort of continue to get better?
Yeah, it was an internal belief, confidence, and knowing that I can play at a high level. I think that's one thing that Coach and I stressed on, so it was addressed, and we figured it out.
And you're going to take this role?
Yeah.
Do you think of yourself as a pioneer in some stretch when you think of the Columbus thing?
Yeah, I do. You know, there's a lot of good players, you know, with Connor Murphy and Sean Corrali and Nicole Castles. But I think that it's cool that all of us can work together and help the city and, you know, be a good benchmark for the city. So,
what are you looking forward to most in the next step at Miami?
Just bonding with a new group of guys and getting bigger and getting more physical and getting better at hockey every day. You know, the school aspect as well. I'm excited to learn and, you know, become more than a hockey player as well.
What are you going to take in school?
Classes-wise? Sorry, did you say course-wise?
Yeah.
You know, I'm at university studies right now, so I haven't decided yet, but, you know, a few maths and, you know, we'll figure it out.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you tell me how you feel right now?
Well, I don't. There's no words to describe. You know, relief. It was. It's definitely something I've never felt before. It's great, and you know, I'm like very excited.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, Jack, these guys USHL.